This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour three of the Friday edition of the show. It is Ian here with me.
And Johnson.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We still have some more places to go to meet members of the opposite sex. We're going to share a few more of those with you here in a little bit, but your calls come first. So to the phones we go. Let's talk to Niall on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Oh, gentlemen, it's so great to hear your voices.
Oh, great to have you on the line. What's on your mind, sir?
Best place to pick up women? The singles ward. That is if you're in Utah.
What is the singles ward? It sounds like a crazy house.
Yeah, it does. It's basically a congregation for in the Mormon church for single people. They marry you off, and then you go to a family ward.
Wait. They marry you off?
Well, not in that sense, but it's a marriage factory, pretty much.
I see. How does it work? I mean, the singles ward, what happens? What's the process?
Well, the process is you're in a ward. You're generally under 30. Everybody's single, and everybody's probably looking to get married. And so there's a lot of dating. There's a lot of that going on. The only better place to find and get married in Utah would be BYU, which is kind of famous for that.
That's a university.
Brigham Young, yeah.
Yeah, Got Brigham it. Young University.
So, okay, this singles ward, in the Mormon religion, is your religion, and I presume you're a Mormon still, in this religion, is this one of these religions where you're not allowed to have sex prior to marriage?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, so how is it that, I mean, how does that end up working out? Do the people in the singles ward actually adhere to that, or is it just sort of known that people break those rules?
Well, you know, there's a certain number of them who break the rules, but they generally don't go to church or don't stay in the church. You could probably say most of the folks in the single ward don't have sex before marriage, and nobody's perfect, but that's generally the rule, yeah.
Now, when they say you aren't supposed to have sex before marriage, it makes me kind of think like the teens do when they say, well, it's not really sex in regards to oral sex.
Yeah,
and all the
I
other
mean,
kinds
what happens, I mean, if you find out, like, after you've never had sex, you find out you have sex, you find out you really like it, you like something
and
weird.
Tell you, but it would also include things like heavy petting, getting naked and making out, or pretty much everything leading up to sex, so unless you're really good at holding hands, I don't think you could confuse things.
Okay, right. So holding hands is about as far as it can go?
You can kiss, but...
You can kiss, but you can't make out. So it's like, is there a certain set...
Not really, no.
Is there a set period of time to where, I mean, can you only just kiss them on the cheek? Is it if you're kissing on the lips? Is that a violation? I mean, how far can you go?
Well, I'll tell you, if I knew that, I'd be a lot less trouble than I am nowadays.
All right, man. What else you got for us? Anything?
Bee sting. Little story for you.
Okay.
I recently acquired some guns after I was heathenized by you folks. And my family are good, solid, Mormon socialist anti-gunners.
Okay.
So they say, well, you nutty libertarian. My mom calls me a liberterrorist.
Oh, she that's
you
cute.
Crazy
I've never
libertarian.
Heard that one.
I'm surprised I've never heard that one either.
But she says, what are you thinking having a gun? Do you think you could take on the federal government or any government with a gun? Now I just have a 38,
right?
A 380 auto. And, you know,
obviously doesn't.
About, you know,
she
obviously,
on time, one of
well,
the
I'm sorry. She obviously doesn't understand the purpose of having a gun. You don't have a gun to take on the government,
right?
Well, you know, I got to thinking. I came up with a story here. If you pit a betting game, fight to the death between a little cute bumblebee and a woman, who's going to win to the death?
The woman.
Yeah. But how come it's that every time a bumblebee comes in the house, the woman's running around shrieking and wants you to kill the thing?
Well, because they just freak out about insects. A lot of them just freak out about insects.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's because they don't want to get stung.
Right.
And every little gun that each one of us has is just a little prick, a little sting. But the government does freak out, runs around hysterical-like, and wants to squish
you.
And if enough folks get guns, little stings, then, well, guess what? Maybe we could turn into a big old swarm of killer bees and... have our way with the government.
Wow. I don't know if I necessarily advocate violence, but it is an interesting vision you have there, Niall. I think that we need to have guns. If you're going to have a gun, you should have it for defensive purposes. In the event that someone or some agency does want to come after you, then there is a chance for you to sting them before they get you. And that's really, to me, the purpose of having one. I don't advocate any sort of armed insurgency or anything like that.
Oh, of course not. We don't want to sting because, you know, we die once we sting.
Yeah, exactly. Great point. Thanks, Niall. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number.
It's an interesting analogy, a swarm of bees. When you think of a lot of little sharp points, you know what I think of? I think of not bee stingers, but quills.
Ooh, like a porcupine. All right, so back to sharpman.com. We're continuing this. This is from last hour. We started talking about places that people can go, specifically guys, clueless dudes, like most men. I think most men are pretty much clueless about women and
especially,
what they want.
I don't know, especially if you're completely unwilling to, like he was talking about the singles ward, if you're completely unwilling to get involved in any sort of sexual activity, like you're avoiding that. I can't imagine what happens to people, you know, who get, what if they get married, they get married in a situation. I mean, people find out all sorts of different sexual preferences. What if you get married, you finally do have the opportunity, you have sex after your marriage, and you find out
and
you,
it's bad.
It's bad. Or what if it's really good? You really enjoy it, but your partner doesn't.
Ooh.
What if you want to have sex all the time? You have a
There's
huge sex drive, and they don't. I mean, you might find yourself, late 50s and celibate because you don't want to have sex, or maybe your partner doesn't want to have sex.
Or you'll find
that
yourself.
That could be a real dilemma.
Oh, yeah. Or if your partner doesn't want to have sex, you'll find yourself very frustrated.
You know, imagine if that caller earlier, you know, imagine if they, you know, he and his wife didn't agree on that. How miserable would you be?
Worse yet. Imagine if you're just physically incompatible. Imagine if the parts down there didn't fit together quite correctly. There
that
are
would
people
be a shock.
Like that. There are people like that, and that would be horrible to discover after the fact. All right, here you go. Here's a few more tips for you. We're not going to have time to go through all of these potential places to meet up, but I will do. I will take the time to post this link on the BBS so you guys can take a closer look at it. Other places to meet people of the opposite sex. Food court. Guys, even if you're just grabbing some lunch to bring back to the office, take a look around. Spot that attractive gal sitting by her lonesome and ask to share her table. I think it's important that you ask because there's always going to be the chance that the dude that she's with is just getting the food to bring back. So ask to share the table, even if the food court isn't particularly...
Have your suave, that doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, man, I thought it was my cousin. Even if the food court isn't particularly crowded, she might appreciate the company. Now here's an odd one. They list gyms. Everybody knows gyms. Hair salons. How about that one? That's right. Go get your hair done. Obviously, women frequent these places in greater numbers.
Or if Mark's, go to a nail salon and get your mani-pedi.
And more frequently than many men do, try to arrive early and look around. Strike up conversation while you wait for your stylist. Also, consider soliciting your hairstylist's advice on the object of your affection. Stylists love to get in on the action, and you'll be surprised to learn how much they know about the clientele that patronizes their salon. So a good way to get a little inside information, who's married, who's not, that sort of thing. Laundromat. I don't know if you're going to come across quality women in the laundromat, but you will meet them. The ugly fact is that some of us have to do our own laundry, and some of us actually have to leave our homes to do so. Take advantage.
Good if you're a college student, maybe.
Good point. Take advantage of this misfortune by...
Or if you want to meet college women.
By spending the spin cycle at the laundromat. Bring a magazine or book and practice your eye contact and light joke telling on whomever strolls in.
This laundry sure does spin, doesn't it? Woo!
What a zinger. Once she's returned your gaze or laughed at a few of your jokes, offer to help her with her basket. Speaking of baskets, supermarkets. Now, this is a big one. Supermarkets, I think, are huge for meeting members of the opposite sex. These places are great for meeting women because the fact is that more single women shop at supermarkets than do single guys who tend to shop at 7-Eleven. In fact, Johnson, you come in here pretty much once a week with stuff from 7-Eleven to eat.
Yeah.
So I guess that's about
it.
Not
every week. I mean, it depends on where my mood is. Recently, I've been kind of poor, as we announced on the show last week. So 7-Eleven has been where I've been going.
Got it. The key is to hit markets at the time single women are likely to go, which is after work. Markets with late night store hours are best. Some markets even advertise singles shopping nights. We're not kidding. Simply ask for advice on produce, ask for the aisle of a certain product, or make conversation in the checkout line.
Those women in their produce aisle.
1-800-259-9231. Always good to squeeze a few melons. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
Cucumber salad.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer.
And NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're late for work when... Bet that wasn't on your calendar. So tighten your seatbelt, because when I come back, I'll share some tips on how to best prepare for that unscheduled meeting.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
What you hear after a crash isn't your PDA pinging a reminder, but more likely a police siren signaling that your family safety meeting is overdue. So here's a crash course. First, buckle up. Recent statistics show that 80% of car drivers are doing it for an all-time high, but truck drivers fall short at 70%. Guess which group has more accident fatalities? Second, adjust seat so your head lines up with a rigid B-pillar versus the shatterable side window. And third, sit at least 10 inches from the center of the steering wheel. Like many unexpected events, exploding airbags can be a real pain in the neck. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Talking about interesting places to meet members of the opposite sex, specifically for the guys out there, you clueless dudes that don't really know exactly where to go to meet women, but would really like to. These are some ideas for you from sharpman.com. And by the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, 800-259-9231. So continuing this list of places to go to meet people, take a class. Be it karate, yoga, or a class on film, late-night classes at local colleges and schools are a great place to meet women and strike up a conversation. You remember doing it in school, right? It's the same thing, only now you don't have the cooties. Make a point of getting out at least once a week.
Some people do.
Make a point of getting out at least once a week for a class, lecture, or other event. And if you go with friends, refrain from pointing and laughing at the girls, okay? The other option is to teach a class. Do you have a skill? Any skill? Volunteer or get a part-time job at a local community college, test prep center, or a karate studio as an instructor or an assistant. You know how women feel about a teacher who pays special attention to them. Need we say any more? And finally, this one I don't know how I feel about. Weddings. The number one place to meet women, according to this article, weddings. There's just something in the air at these events that makes single women want to talk to and dance with anyone, even you.
It's like the movie Wedding Crashers, the one we didn't list, funerals.
Oh, yeah, that's not on here. I don't know, maybe it is. I don't think it is.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that was listed in that movie, just because the emotions are high. And,
right.
You know, once the emotions, you know, the waterworks start, I guess, women become more vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Well, at the weddings...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Weddings is one I don't necessarily agree with. I don't agree with funerals.
I'll tell you why I don't agree with
you. You're looking to get yourself into a mess.
I'll tell you why I don't agree in a moment, but let me just finish what they have to say. They say, we advise going to as many weddings as possible. Ugh! That's just something I just couldn't stand. Anyone's wedding. Get your female friends to take you. Get your single guy friends to bring you along as their guests. Solicit new invitations by offering to buy the couple a great gift. Do anything to get yourself invited to these social carnivals. Once there, dance
social carnival
with everyone, especially the lonely old ladies in their chairs. Lead the conga line and make the merriment happen. Also,
that's where you should meet women. Carnivals.
Conga lines?
Oh, no, carnival.
Carny chicks?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, come on. They got to be looking. I mean, you can't be a lot of men approaching them all the time. So.
You mean the women working at carnivals?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, if you like toothless crackheads. Once there, dance with everyone, lead the conga line, target the single bridesmaids. They're bummed it's not them saying I do, and are in a particularly desperate and romantic mood. Believe us, you'll have more women asking you to dance than you'll have room on your dance card.
Yeah, that's it. No good.
If you're so... Okay.
It would work, but it's...
If you're so... Yes, if you're somebody that is after a marriage, if you're somebody... If you're somebody that wants to get married, then go to a wedding and meet some of these girls. Because women that go to weddings tend to be... You're going to a wedding for two reasons. Either you really love weddings, and I think you're a little nutty if that's the case, or you're going out of obligation. I think a lot of people go out of obligation. They feel like they have to go.
Maybe some people really like the cake.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't either.
Although I did like Mark's wedding. He had donuts instead of a cake.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool.
That's interesting.
Did
they have little people on them?
Yes.
Really?
It was a stack of donuts. Kind of cake-esque, but donuts.
Oh, that's strange.
But I just feel like, and it's just me being cynical and jaded towards weddings in general. I'm not interested in meeting somebody who's interested in getting married. That's just not the kind of relationship that I'm looking for. So just be aware, if you're going to a wedding, you're going to be meeting somebody that is all about getting married. All about, it's my day.
By the way, Mark having a wedding cake made of donuts, very apropos. It shows, I mean, it really shows how far he has come and how much he used to love the government. I mean, he had a wedding cake made from donuts.
Well, his wife is a bureaucrat, so, I mean.
Right. I mean, donut eating.
There you go. All right, if you guys have some more areas that you have met members, if you successfully met members of the opposite sex and you want to share your tips, And ladies, if you want to, still haven't had a call from a lady on this relationship thing. Usually, if we're doing relationship stuff, we can dredge one or two of them up. Ladies, if you've got a story.
That's because I opened the show and I said comments about the shrine, maybe.
I don't know. But ladies, if you want to chime in here, 800-259-9231, especially if you've got a story about just some clueless dude that you actually had to make a move on. I really think that more women should just make moves on the guys that they're interested in meeting, because some guys are so oblivious, so clueless, you really just have to.
And if a guy gets offended
attention.
By that, chances are you didn't want to date him anyway.
Right. All right. Let's talk about this mafia boss story, because this is just crazy stuff.
Okay, well, this is in Rome. An Italian judge has ruled that a mafia boss serving a life sentence for murder should be allowed to father a baby through artificial insemination.
Mm.
And that the public health service should pay for it.
Translation, taxpayers paying for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
In a case that is certain to stir controversy, the judge accepted the request by Salvino Madonia, who was convicted for the high-profile 1991 murder of a businessman who had refused to pay an extortion fee to the mafia. Madonia, 50, is detained in a high-security prison and is not allowed to meet his family, including his 32-year-old wife, Mariangela, in private. The judge decided to overcome this problem and guarantee his right to fatherhood.
Right to fatherhood?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that is not... These socialists...
Really? Should you just be able to go out and rape women? Do you have a right to fatherhood? Is that your right?
That's insane to suggest that there is a right to fatherhood, because as you pointed out, Johnson, if there's a right to fatherhood, that means that a man has a right to have a woman have his child, and you don't have that right. I mean, how could anyone make a claim like that? Is Italy really a man-dominated society like that, where women don't have any freedom to choose or any rights of their own? Because if a man has a right to a child, then that means the woman doesn't have the right to say no.
Well, Italy is strongly influenced by the Catholic Church, and, well, it wouldn't surprise me if the Catholic's moving this way. I mean, after all, people in Islam believe this. So, you know, any of these strong religions tend to make women subservient, and Catholics no different, because in Catholicism, you know, for example, there's they want to get rid of birth control and also have, you know, get rid of abortion and get rid of all these different things, that, and they want to preach only abstinence. And
we saw how well that works last night with 13% after an abstinence program. They ran the numbers. After they'd done an abstinence-only program, 13% of the girls in high school were pregnant by the
right.
end of the year.
If you look through that program, I mean, if you really look at that, that's just, it's a program to basically make women subservient.
Do you think
make women is a little childbearing factor?
Is there anybody out there that can agree with this judge in this case? Is there anyone who thinks a man has a right to father a child? 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, Friday edition. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are on the house. freetalklive.com. Johnson, you just brought a story to us from Italy. About a man who, a mafia boss, who's in jail for whatever mafia reason. He's in jail, and a judge has decided that this man has the right to father a child. So, because it's a right, apparently, in Italy to father a child.
Right, this man has a right to father a child. Someone who was convicted for murdering a businessman who refused to pay an extortion fee.
Well, just the idea that anyone has a right, regardless of what he did.
Right, but I mean, to add cream, you know,
insult to injury.
Yeah, exactly. To add insult to injury. You know, it's
to
a murder.
Cream
He's
and
a
sugar.
Murderer. Right. To add cream and sugar.
So it's pretty outrageous to suggest that a guy has a right to father a child because that means that, well, someone has to, because if guys could get themselves pregnant, then fine, they'd have a right to father a child. But pregnancy involves two people. And you don't have a right to force another person into carrying a baby for you. That's for sure. But one thing I think guys should have a right to do is bare their chest. And right now, that right is being threatened in Great Britain. According to the Daily Mail...
Well, it must be Democrats, because they're already trying to take away the right to bear arms. Yuck, yuck.
According to the Daily Mail, the men may be barred from baring their chests and stomachs in public under new local laws being considered by town halls across Britain. They would stop men from stripping off their shirts in crowded town centers and give powers to police to remove any who defy the cover-up laws. The proposal's been inspired by the least attractive side effect of the heat wave, the tendency of a number of often middle-aged men to go about in nothing more than shorts and trainers. Last week, the Daily Mail highlighted the wave of revulsion among most of the public at the summer's least welcome fashion trend, and pictured a series of the worst examples in the hope that shaming offenders, in the hope of shaming offenders into
Let
keeping
the
their t-shirts
on. Walk around the beach. They're going to lose weight if they're out and about. But
they're not saying that it's around the beach. They're saying around crowded town centers.
Eh.
So just a strip mall or something like that. Just guys walking with their shirts off.
So?
Well, that's how I feel about it.
I wouldn't do it. Personally, I think, you know, it'd be royally embarrassing. I'm a fatty. I'm not going to take my shirt off anytime soon. I have more self-respect than that. But if they want to do it, let them.
Self-respect. I mean, you're calling it self-respect, but these guys just might be hot and they just might not care what people think about their bellies.
I guess. I think they should. What you should do is you should go up and give their belly a little slap and see how far the wave will travel around. See if you can get more than one revolution.
Oh, I don't know if that would go over too well with some guys, but I think it's kind of silly.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're smaller. You can run away. I mean, you're going to. What are they going to catch up to you?
You know, if Mark was here tonight, he would be saying that he would be offended by this. That he would be offended by a man letting it all hang out, if you will, letting his belly hang out. In public, that's offensive.
How can you possibly say that he's offended? He comes here every night. How many shows a week do you do with your shirt off?
Well, I'm not overweight.
No, you're not. But
why is that? Why is being overweight so much more offensive than
I think it is to most people, but I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, it's the same to me.
Well, I was looking at this, the Daily Mail, they say that they took pictures of people.
Maybe it's because when men are severely overweight, they have breasts.
Well, it says, but now on their, they've got 7 photos on their site, and again, we'll link to this from bbs.freetalklive.com later so you can see it for yourself of these photos, but it says, the proof that men should never go topless, and one of the dudes in these 7 photos is somebody with a build like me, somebody that's just bird skinny, and they say that, let's see, the caption on his photo is, sometimes too little is just as bad as too much. And some of the comments on this article suggest, let's see, the first comment here from Morgan, I only want to see those stomachs that have a six-pack. Please spare me the sight of men who look like they're going to give birth at any moment. Why don't you... I take offense to this. I mean, even though I don't have a six-pack and I'm not one of these people that she wants to see, who cares, Morgan? Why don't you just keep your own business to yourself and get over your damn self and your set of preferences? Maybe some people, it's possible, maybe some people like to see overweight guys. They're probably not very many of them.
Yeah.
Probably not very many, but maybe they... I mean, is it really majority rule? Does it have to be majority rule on issues like this? In fact, not only should men have the right to take off their shirts, but women should also have the right to take off their shirts. And I don't think that anybody who wants to take off their shirt should have to pass some sort of litmus test to prove that they are acceptable to be seen with their shirts off. Because then we just have to... Then somebody's going to have to be the decider on that issue as to whether or not you can have your shirt off. Well, local authorities have been circulated with a scheme for using bylaws to require shirts in town centers and to brand men who won't wear them as being antisocial.
I hope they're not just trying to brand men who won't wear shirts.
The laws would
That'd
operate...
be a solution to it, too. I mean, if you just walked up to a guy with a hot, like, iron brand and you branded him, he probably wouldn't walk around wearing a shirt anymore. That would be a solution.
The laws would operate in a similar manner to local statutes that ban drinking on the streets or which prevent gangs of youths from congregating. The politician behind the plan is Minister Nicholas Bennett, who has canvassed councils across the country for support. He says, there is a problem. In my part of the country, we're trying to revitalize the main shopping precinct. But one of the things that's depressing for anyone going shopping is the numbers of shaven-headed men, mainly in their 30s and 40s, who seem to think people want to see their torsos. He added, it's only a...
This guy sounds like, I guess he's a British minister. Shaven-headed men in their torsos. Wow. Even the words, I mean, this guy is really British.
It's only a small minority, 1 in 100 people, but these men do look aggressive and occasionally behave aggressively. You would see a big difference in the shopping center if they were made to put a shirt on. It is nice weather.
Would you? Would you really? see a huge difference in behavior if these men were had to have a shirt on, really?
It is nice weather, and most of us are wearing fewer clothes, but a town center is not the beach, and taking your top off is not going too far for men as well as women. Why are we so puritanical? Why is it going too far, and why is it offensive? If you can explain this to me, if you're somebody that is offended by a man or a woman with their shirt off, who isn't a 10, a 9, or a 10, if you're offended by some average dude or average chick with their shirt off, can you please explain to me why and why it should be banned? 800-259-9231.
You know, the other week I was walking downtown and I saw somebody, they were walking their dog, and this dog was just obesely fat. And I was really thinking, why hasn't that owner clothed their pet? I mean, really, their pet, it was walking around naked without any clothing on, and it was fat. It was a fat dog, and
yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
What if it was a fat dog with a big tumor on its side? That's gross. We don't want to see gross things in life. We shouldn't have to come across things that are ugly. Everything in life should be pretty, and if it's not pretty, it should be covered up. That's essentially what this law is. If you're not pretty enough, you should have to cover up. And I think that's a little insulting. Continuing here. It's an unfortunate thing, says the man who's trying to ban these things, but those men who like best to bare their stomachs are the ones who have too much stomach. See, he knows what's best. He can decide who has too much stomach. He will make the rules. Officials in Bromley, southeast London, have responded warily to the proposal, suggesting that implementation might prove difficult. However, bylaws governing local behavior and giving police powers to act against those who infringe them can be pushed through by town halls if they win approval from the Home Office. Bennett, who's now a senior counselor in the ruling Tory group, said, quote, "We already operate bylaws covering on-street drinking and a dispersal zone where police have the right to break up groups of youths and ban gang members from coming back for 24 hours." So, once again, just because they have the so-called ability or right to ban certain individuals, that just paves the way for them to ban whoever looks the way they don't want them to. I mean, what's next? If you're wearing a shirt that's not doesn't have an appropriate message, are we going to ban certain types of clothing from the town squares? Are we going to make it so everybody has to have their hair cut a certain length? How far are we going to go with this? And really, why are you offended? If you're one of these people that's offended by people walking around with their shirts off, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Also, Shane's on the line. He wants to talk about the so-called right to fatherhood. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the final segment of the Friday edition. It's Ian here with
Ann Johnson.
Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. If you want to get on the line, now would be the time to call. Again, 800-259-9231. Still want to know from somebody out there that thinks that taking one's shirt off in public should be banned. Somebody that agrees with this bureaucrat up in Great Britain who wants to pass a law banning men from taking off their shirts. Now, I think we should go in the other direction. I think that we should abolish whatever laws...
Ban women from having shirts.
No, it should be an option. Women should be able to make that choice just like men should. I mean, if women really are equal, then they should be able to take off their shirts, too, should they want to. And right, there should not be a requirement that your body be up to a certain level of specification. It's your body. If you want to show it off to other people,
but what
you
about
should be
the
free
children?
To. What about the children? 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. And we'd like you to support the show, though. It's a voluntary choice to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, though over 280 of our listeners have voluntarily chosen that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And basically, what we're doing is we're asking you for $3 a month. The idea is you send us the $3, we turn it around into promotion for Free Talk Live. We get the show on more radio stations. We're on 15 stations now. And I got to tell you, the majority of those stations probably wouldn't be with us if it weren't for the AMP program. Seriously.
It's true.
That's one way we're using the money. We're also promoting the show on the internet as well, and you can get a list of all the different stuff that we're doing at amp.freetalklive.com.
Okay, so let me ask you, I said this, what about the children? But no, seriously, what about the children? What if they see fat or skinny people wandering around without their shirts on? The horror.
The humanity! I have no objection to it.
Because that's what people's objection would be. Oh, no. You know, either that or they're personally offended. They're personal.
I really want to hear from someone who's personally offended more than anything else. But the children thing will work, too. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to, it's actually Sean, not Shane, Sean in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Right.
What's up?
Going pretty good. Going pretty good. Hey, listen, I want to make a comment there about that guy in Italy who's incarcerated, the mafia guy.
Yeah, the guy who apparently, according to a judge, has a right to be a father, so now the taxpayers in Italy are paying to have apparently someone artificially inseminated with his seed.
Right. See, now, that's what I understand. He has a wife, right?
I believe
he
does.
Was married in jail in 1992. He's incarcerated in 1991. He was married in jail.
Probably because they think you have a right to be married, too.
Right. Well, as far as I'm concerned, he has a a private right to become a father, but number one, not while incarcerated, and number two, not with one dime of taxpayers' money.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you, but obviously the Europeans feel differently.
Well, the Europeans are socialists.
So are Americans now, if you haven't noticed, but yes.
Hey, and I got a quick tip on guys trying to pick up girls.
Oh, yeah, do it.
All right, you walk up to them and you say, hey, listen, are you guys a Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian? If they turn around and say, hey, one of those, kick them to the curb. The Libertarians, there you go, you got yourself a star.
Yeah, but most women don't. I mean, there are a lot of women out there that could be Libertarians, but they may not know it. I don't know if that's a good way to sort, dude.
World's smallest political quiz will help them sort that out.
There you go. That's an interesting way to do it. Get out, do some political outreach, hand out the world's smallest political quiz, and then pre-qualify your prospects.
I have an idea on that, by the way.
What?
Well, I don't know if I want to necessarily. I mean, I'll drop it on air. This is one of the products, one of the things I've been wanting to create. We had some Free Talk Live cards that we made a while back.
Business cards?
Yeah, I think it's getting.
Yeah.
We're getting close to the time where we want to refresh those
probably
soon.
Probably.
You guys are like moving up in the world.
Yeah. Man. What we did is we had some cards to give away. A lot of people we printed kind of a real El Cheapo card that people could give away as kind of a flyer to help promote the show if they wanted to. Well, I think it would be wise to, on the back side of the card, put the world's
smallest political quiz.
Maybe our own little version of the world's smallest political quiz.
Not a bad idea. Hey, man, Sean, we really appreciate you checking in. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it.
Thanks,
dude.
800-259-9231.
That way we can give it, not only can we be, we can help people promote the show, meet people who are like-minded, help find new libertarians, spread a message of freedom, but also possibly make a few love connections.
Ooh, yes. 1-800-259-9231. News out of Fountain Valley, California. The AP reporting, she just keeps popping up in the strangest of places, that Virgin Mary. Yes, she's back at it.
New grilled cheese sandwich?
As a chocolatier to the rich and famous, Martucci Angiano has posed with many celebrities. But on Thursday, she held in her hand a figure that dazzles her more than any Hollywood star. A 2-inch-tall column of chocolate drippings that workers at her gourmet chocolate company believe bears a striking resemblance to the Virgin Mary. Since the discovery of Bodega Chocolates, Angiano's employees have spent much of their time hovering over the tiny figure, praying and placing rose petals and candles around it. She says, quote, I was raised to believe in the Virgin Mary, but this still gives me the chills. Everyone should see this. Kitchen worker Cruz Jacinto was the first to spot the lump of melted chocolate when she began her shift Monday cleaning up drippings that had accumulated under a large vat of dark chocolate.
I don't know. I'm looking at her. I'm very surprised she didn't just go
and eat it. Chocolate drippings usually harden in thin, flat strips on wax paper, but Jacinto said she froze when she noticed the unusual shape of this cast-off. It looked just like the Virgin Mary on the prayer card that she always carries in her right pocket. Gee, now, this wouldn't be something that a business would do to get a little more attention, would it? No, I'm just being cynical. Going on, she says, when I come in, the first thing I do is look at the clock. But this time I didn't look at the clock. My eyes went directly to the chocolate, as though they were drawn by Jesus himself. Okay, I added that part. I thought, am I the only one who can see this? I picked it up and I felt emotion just come over me. For me, it was a sign, she said.
I can imagine her just walking into the store in the morning and becoming hysterical over a blob of chocolate.
That's how they get. They get crazy over this stuff. These people that spot the Virgin Mary and what was the last one we saw? It was the toast.
Right.
There was a grilled cheese sandwich. There was also
a pancake.
There was a pancake. There was also one on the side. There was one on the side of a underpass.
Right. There was water dripping.
Right. And then, of course, there was one from a few years back in Tampa Bay, which was on the window of a building in Tampa Bay. And it just draws crazy loons from all over the place.
Somewhere in Italy, there's waters. There's like supposedly some healing waters or blessed or something like that, where all these people go to bathe and like wash their hands and do all this stuff. Well, the thing is, there's so many people there, and it's just supposedly cure diseases and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
People who go to this thing, they're all
get
flocking out there, getting diseases, but en masse, like horrible diseases.
Oh, gosh.
Because they're all going and wallowing in this disgusting water.
Right, because it attracts
thousands,
people with diseases,
yeah, hundreds
in the
of thousands
first place.
And they're like, blah, blah, you know, just watching it all, you know, gargling with it.
Oh, gosh.
Spitting it back into the water.
Well, the chocolate now on display for most of the week in the front of the company gift shop now rests in a plastic case in the back room. It is brought out for curious visitors. The confection has a wide base and tapers gently toward a rounded top, giving the appearance of a female figure with her head tilted slightly to the right. The dark brown melted chocolate hardened into subtle layers that resembles the folds of a gown.
You know what I think we need to do? I think we need to send this to New Orleans, and we need to start the city over, and this is how we should do it. This is how we can
start. The piece of chocolate?
Yeah, absolutely.
The chocolate city?
New Orleans is going to be a chocolate city. So, I mean, we'll start with what better than the Virgin, an image of the Virgin
Mary.
Well,
this actually may be the first accurate portrayal of the Virgin Mary that we've ever seen, because if you look at the Christians' paintings and the stuff that they do of Jesus and all those people, they're always white. And we've talked about, we pointed out on the show before, how this is the Middle East, okay? Where the Jesus thing happened, it's the Middle East. People
they're
there
Western
are,
Asian.
People there are anything but white. So, really, the fact that this is a Virgin Mary made out of chocolate, probably the most accurate portrayal of a Virgin Mary ever seen.
Right, so genetically, these people should be Western Asian in appearance.
Yes. I mean, if it's the Middle East, technically they could come from Asia, they could come from Africa. I mean, there's dark people there,
right.
Period. Raising, by the way, for Jacinto, the discovery came just in time. Raising a son on her own, she has struggled with marital problems for months, and she said she was about to lose her faith.
But a blob of chocolate.
I have big problems right now, personally, and lately I've been saying that God doesn't exist. She said while she pulled a dog-eared prayer card with the Virgin Mary on it out of her pocket.
Sure you have.
This has given me renewed faith. Thank God for this chocolate sculpture! Angiano, who co-owns the 10-year-old company with her sister, has rubbed shoulders with plenty of stars on the job. And then she talks about all the people that have come in to buy chocolate from her. Now they have the Virgin Mary to display to their customers. Whoop-dee-doo. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And we will join you again tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, we will do our live Saturday show as always. Mark will not be in attendance, but Torgo will be sitting in instead. And as always, you can join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
And have some chocolate, kids.
Yes. See you tomorrow. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run...